One person who sounds like he could use some good health care benefits is commentator Baxter Black. He says a recent encounter with a horse left him pretty sore.
Well, at least it isn't broken, he said as he wiped his face with his good arm. Although it might be a smidgen out of place, that sucker sure did buck hard. I'm glad I was wearing my hat, or I'd have punched right through that net wire fence and hung there like a bat. Dadgummit, where's the rest of my shirt? Oh, but the sleeves are gone, and my chest has got a pattern you could make a waffle on. I remember him a-squalling with my collar in his teeth as I flopped from neck to shoulder like a rubber Christmas wreath. Have you seen my other bat-wing leg? I had it, I'd have sworn. I never wear this half a pair. Must have hooked it on the horn when he ran it up my pant leg where my inseam used to be. And my off hind boot is missing. Oh, that don't bother me. It could still be in the stirrup, because I had a dead man's grip. I made several revolutions from his belly to his hip, checked the bosal and the back cinch as I orbited around. He pumped me like a plumber plunging dirty water down, and then bounced me off the bucking rolls. When he went to changing gears, I did a back flip and catapulted out between his ears, but I hung tight to the neck rein as I spun and ricocheted like someone tied a chicken to a helicopter blade. I was airborne several minutes before I landed in a heap, and excepting for this hat band, there ain't nothing left to keep. Can't remember if he kicked me, but these tracks are living proof. This here trademark on my pocket looks suspiciously like hoof. Don't know how the sucker bucked me off. It happened way too fast. But nobody has to tell this fool that I've been cooped degrassed. It's a story old as cowboys, and sometimes the horses win. But at least it isn't broken. So best catch him up again.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.